Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
9 meter. FX line.
Hey, it's Clay Travis from Outkick the Coverage. Be sure to listen to the Outkick the Coverage podcast for the most informed, outspoken, and fearless commentary in all of sports. Just search for Outkick the Coverage in the iHeartRadio app or wherever you go to get your podcast.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Time now for Hour 2 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Here's the host that puts the lead in your morning pencil, Bloom Daddy.
Seven 06 Tuesday morning. Bloom Daddy here with you. Hope you're having a great one. The Kent State shootings occurred on this day back in 1970 in Kent, Ohio. The killings took place during the peace rally opposing our involvement in the Vietnam War, especially our expansion into neutral Cambodia. 28 National Guard soldiers firing approximately 67 rounds. Took about 13 seconds. 4 students killed, 9 others wounded. Students Allison Krause, 19. Jeffrey Glenn Miller, 20. Sandra Schauer, 20. Died on the scene. William Knox Schroeder, 19, was pronounced dead at Robinson Memorial Hospital near Ravenna. Now, the shootings triggered immediate massive outrage on campuses around the country. You had more than 4 million students participating in organized walkouts at hundreds of universities, colleges, high schools. It was the largest student strike in the history of the United States at the time. You take a look at the distances in which these 4 individuals were killed. I mean, Jeffrey Miller was 265 feet away. He was shot through the mouth. He died instantly. Allison Krause, 343 feet away. Fatal left chest wound. Dead on arrival. William Knox Schroeder, I think it's Schrader, 382 feet. Fatal chest wound. He died about an hour later in a local hospital while undergoing surgery. He was also a member of the campus ROTC battalion. And Sandra Schauer, I think it's Schauer, 390 feet. Fatal neck wound. Died a few minutes later from a loss of blood. When I was at Kent State in 1990, obviously it was the 20th anniversary. The national media descended. It was a huge event. I was in the broadcasting program at Kent State University at that time. I got to cover the events. I got to interview family members. I mean, it was huge, huge. And, you know, I can remember being at Kent State and the Daily Kent Stater, the newspaper, which I wrote for, is inside the building right next to the parking lot where, shots were fired. The front of the building, the hillside, is where the National Guard gathered. It's where they got down in their firing position. And I would walk through there and get chills at times. I mean, there were times I had to cover city council meetings in downtown Kent. And I'd go back to the Daily Kent Stater in that building. And I'd be there till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And at the time, I lived in Clark Hall. And I would leave and walk through the very parking lot. I would walk right through the spot where Jeffrey Miller was killed, that iconic photo. John Philo's 1970 photograph where he's laying there, blood going down the pavement, the young girl down on one knee, hands up in the air. I would walk through there and get chills because I'm a big history guy, and I knew this stuff. And I'm walking on the spot where this happened. And I'm telling you, 1 o'clock in the morning, it was eerie. I mean, it would give me the chills, you know, walking through there. And I never walked around that building or was in that building or in that parking lot or down through there and didn't think about it. And as I mentioned, the 20th anniversary was huge. I mean, huge. I remember back CBS, ABC, NBC. I mean, everybody was there. Every big national media personality descended on Kent State University. So never forget, definitely one of those moments in American history that just shocked the nation, shocked the world. This day, back in 1970 in Kent. All right, your top headlines out there. Facebook's oversight board going to announce its decision tomorrow on whether or not former President Donald Trump will be allowed back on the platform, or will he remain banned? Now, Facebook suspended Trump on January 7th. That was the day after the attack on the U.S. Capitol. saying that his account posed a risk of inciting more violence. The suspension applied to Facebook-owned Instagram as well. Twitter, which had been Trump's favorite way of communicating via social media, permanently banned him a month later. YouTube suspended him indefinitely. So this oversight board, it's made up of lawyers, scholars, other outside experts. They're going to determine whether or not to let him back on. If I'm Donald Trump, and if I'm a betting man, I'm thinking Trump's going to give him a big middle finger. I think the only reason they're doing this is because they know he's working on launching his own social media platform. They don't want him to do that. He's going to do it anyway. I'm going to get back to the story coming up in a couple of minutes. Speaking of Facebook, too, my man Viking Jim in Youngstown in Facebook jail right now. What did you do, buddy?
Well, hey, first of all, good morning to you and skull to you, my Viking brother. I got put in Facebook jail for 7 days for posting a movie quote.
What was the quote?
Well, the quote was from the film Moonstruck, which, of course, over the
Cher.
Weekend. Yeah, that's with Cher, and now her name just popped out of my head. But
Olympia Dukakis.
Olympia Dukakis, thank you. And she just died over the weekend, and they ran the movie over the weekend. And we're talking about this classic romantic comedy on a film buff page on Facebook. And I posted one of the funniest scenes in the movie, if you've seen it, if you recall. They're sitting at the dinner table, and there's the grandpa character, and he's got those dogs that are always with them.
Okay.
And
grandpa
is sneaking food to the dogs. So Olympia Dukakis' character, Rose, looks at him and says, I quote, "Old man, you give those dogs another piece of my food, and I'm going to kick you till you're dead."
And that got you booted off.
That got me booted off for bullying.
Who were you bullying?
I wasn't bullying anybody. Their algorithms must have picked it up, and now this is the second time it's happened to me. So now I'm off for 7 days. I got it again back in January for posting a picture of Mussolini with a quote.
So for 7 days, is it nothing but bread and water for you, Jim?
Bread and water, brother. That's what I'm stuck with. But, you know, it's funny, man, because I kind of was junkying out about it a little bit last night. Because I was, like, trying to do stuff on Facebook, and I was just getting more angry about it. And I realized what an addiction this crap is. So I'm going to take the next 7 days and ignore the son of a gun and see what happens.
Cleanse yourself, brother. Cleanse yourself. Okay?
I'm going to get nice and shiny clean, brother. Thanks.
All right, my man. Long live the Vikings.
Skull, baby. I'll talk to you.
We'll see you later. How about Footloose is alive and well in Washington, D.C.? The mayor there said no dancing at weddings, Otis. Can't dance. Kevin Bacon somewhere is irate.
You know what? I wish I'd had.
Yeah, I know. We needed a Footloose. We needed Kenny Loggins.
No, I was going to go with Genesis, I Can't Dance.
Couples are being forced to move their weddings outside of the nation's capital with just 1 or 2 weeks' notice because it's wedding season. Now, according to the latest D.C. order, indoor-outdoor weddings capped at 25% capacity. A waiver is required if you want more than 250 people at your wedding. The mayor's office said it has the dancing ban in place as an extra layer of safety to reduce the spread of COVID. Because when people stand and dance, their behavior changes. We get dirty. We need some dirty dancing. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Amen.
Don't forget about that. Can't be grinding on each other.
My guilty pleasure movie.
Can't be getting your funk on. You can't do it.
I mean, my question is, who enforces it?
Well, look, they're not the only one evacuating the dance floor. Illinois, Michigan have similar bans. New York and New Jersey just recently eased their restrictions on dancing. Can't dance. So I threw this on Bloom Daddy on Facebook. As a matter of fact, one of the listeners gave me the great idea to do this. He said, what is the greatest or craziest, most insane COVID rule you think future generations will laugh at us about? This has got to be top five. No dancing. Joe said shutting down businesses, but standing in line at the big stores, Walmart, Target, Lowe's, Home Depot. Jay said the arrows on the floor at stores. Thomas, no hugging. Rip, two masks. You could still breathe with one. Roberta, wearing a mask in your car when you're alone with the windows up. Mark, wrestlers aren't allowed to shake hands before or after a match, but they can go out there and hump each other to try to get a victory on the mat. Mark said walking through a restaurant past 30 people with no mask while you have your mask on until you sit. Melissa, elbow touches, I refuse. And finally, Susan, having to order food to drink alcohol. I think it's all the partitions out there. I think it's all those plastic partitions. I remember going into one bar, and there's a plastic partition separating me and the other guy who's right next to me. Or when Tony Romo and Jim Nance are doing a game and they're standing next to each other with a plastic partition between them. Like, COVID can't go over the top of that.
No, the funny thing is the plastic partition is set up for when they're sitting at the desk.
God.
you know, at the, you know, or whatever, their table or whatever it is. So when they're standing up for the pregame, they're over top of it, and the plexiglass only comes up to like their chest.
I can't wait to see what or hear what Jimmy Failla has to say about no dancing in D.C. coming up at 7:35. And back to Facebook, this oversight board, when it comes to Trump, they're going to determine tomorrow if he can come back on the platform or not. If I'm him, I'm saying up yours. He doesn't need them. Make them irrelevant to 70 million plus Americans. Create your own platform. I said it from the beginning. When he was done with the presidency, I said, go start your own media network. Controlling the narrative in America is how you win. It's how you win. We need more conservative platforms. He's better off going and doing his own social media platform. He's got the money. He's got the brains around him. Go do it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
A big middle finger to Facebook, in Twitter, in Instagram. Go do your own damn thing. 800-624-1170, BloomDaddy at iHeartMedia.com. When I come back, infectious disease specialist, retired U.S. Army Colonel Michael Lewis, talking about this new study from MIT saying basically this whole six-foot rule, garbage from day one.
Stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three.
News Radio 1170, WWVA.
Here's a look at the Trinity Health System Community Calendar. Helping Heroes Incorporated, a center for veteran resources in Moundsville, is holding their fundraiser for homeless veterans. This is happening Friday, May 21st at River City in downtown Wheeling. The event starts at 5:30 p.m. and will feature the music of DJ Donnie Gilbert. To help volunteer with the event or for more information, visit helpingheroesinc.org or call 304-810-4291.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
Part of our community, we've been here for you. Turning dreams into reality is at the heart of what we do. Focused on your future. Every step along the way, we're Belmont Savings Bank. How may we help you today?
Three white promo hanging baskets for $20 this week at Marshall County Co-op's annual Mother's Day Garden Center event. See you there!
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets, to save lives. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
RestCare Community Living is the area's largest provider for people with disabilities. Listen to what RestCare employees are saying. Every day is an adventure, and every day I learn something new. This job has changed me as a person. I'm proud of who I am and the difference I make. Don't miss this opportunity to make a difference in your community. Join the RestCare team. RestCare is seeking essential employees. Training is provided and wages are competitive. Apply at RestCare, RESCARE, communityliving.com/careers today.
Due to the chip shortage in Silicon Valley, the United States is experiencing a severe shortage of used cars, trucks, and SUVs as a result. We need your trade. Throw away the book. From now until whenever demand is met, receive retail or over-retail for your trade. High lease payoffs? Who cares? Owe too much on your trade? Who cares? High mileage on your car? Who cares? Trade not in the best of shape? Who cares? Now is the chance to get above and beyond what your trade may have been worth. Use your trade to develop equity, lowering your amount financed, and giving you the best payment available. Always shop in comfort in the Valley's only total indoor showroom, where it's 70 degrees all the time. We need your trade. The time to trade is now, and the place to do it is A&B Kia. A&B, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
This is the McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Your identity is precious. Never give out your Social Security number to a caller.
This is Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today, brought to you by Mountain Movers. Mark 11, chapter 23. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. This is very important. You see that in order for God to forgive us our sins, we have to forgive others around us. If you're having difficulty getting prayers answered, you might want to ask the Lord to show you if you've let any unforgiveness creep into your heart. One lady has said that unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting it to hurt, kill the one that you're mad at. Unforgiveness is poison. It will poison your thought life, your prayer life, and everything you do. So it's very important to examine yourself daily and make sure that you haven't allowed any unforgiveness to creep in. Let God deal with it. Let go of it and be free. This has been Suzanne with your Faith Minute for today. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.
iHeart salutes Mom, giver of life, cleaner of clothes, fixer of problems, and matriarch of multitasking. With her own radio station, iHeart Moms Radio, an entire station filled with hit songs from some of our favorite moms in music, like Sheryl Crow, Beyonce, Kelly Clarkson, and many more. Whether you're seeing Mom face-to-face or keeping it virtual, iHeart Moms Radio is ready for you to turn your speakers up and toast your mom with songs from women who are strong, fearless, and talented just like her. Happy Mother's Day from iHeart. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts all in one app.
iHeart Radio.
Bloom Daddy.
I've been talking about COVID, and, you know, kind of a fun topic this morning has been, what is the most ridiculous COVID rule that our you know, children and people 20, 30 years from now are going to look back and laugh at us for doing? One of them might be this 6-foot rule. I want to bring on infectious disease specialist, Colonel in U.S. Army, Dr. Michael Lewis. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so a new study from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, that's MIT, and for people who don't know, really, really smart people like yourself, challenges this widespread social distancing guideline, asserting that the 6-foot rule is inadequate. What exactly did this study find, and what do you think of it?
Well, the study showed that the result, when they were doing under very experimental conditions, that it didn't matter if you were 6 feet or 60 feet away, you still had a risk of getting infected by COVID. In very controlled conditions indoors and with minimum circulation. So there's a couple things to take out of that. Number one is, you know, you can look at it in two ways. One is 6 feet or 60 feet. Wow, that's, you know, what, you know, so this whole 6 feet rule, you know, what's up with that? Number two, you know, thing that you could take away is masks. It didn't make a difference whether you're wearing a mask or not. And so that brings up that whole question of why are we wearing masks if it doesn't make any difference? But the thing that I take away from it is it's really about the environment. And so if you're in a closed space, that's more dangerous to you than the other factors. And so it's really about open up a window, make sure, you know, there's some air circulation, or better yet, you know, especially as we're heading, you know, pretty quickly to summer, get outside. You don't need a mask outside because everything gets diluted so quickly by air movement that, you know, when you're outside, you're much better off. There's almost zero, not quite, but almost zero chance of getting infected in an outside environment with air circulation.
Okay, so I want to make sure I understand. According to the findings here with MIT, so you're saying masks don't work. The 6 feet rule was pulled out of somebody's you know what. And basically, they told us to stay indoors when we should have been outdoors because of obviously the ventilation in the fresh air in the sunshine. Is that correct?
I think you pretty much nailed it on the head.
So what in the hell have we been doing for the last year? Why are we still listening to Fauci? Why is he the end-all be-all? Why have we never gotten a second opinion from people like you, doctor, or from MIT? Everybody else has been kind of silenced on this.
Well, you know, it's unfortunately the world we live in today. You know, I also, you know, I want to point out, it's not just here in the United States that we seem to have lost our ever-loving minds. It's around the world. I mean, my daughter's up in Canada, and she is, it seems to be the restrictions and how they're going about are even worse there. You know, Europe and, you know, Australia and Asia, the whole world's kind of lost their mind, and they're not paying attention to the actual science when the mantra is follow the science. And yet, you know, no, the administration is not. You know, we accused the previous administration not following science. Well, yeah, the current administration's not following science either. And it's really frustrating to me, somebody that's been trained in public health and has been in, you know, infectious disease for years and years, to see that exactly what you said is, what have we been doing? Why are we not paying attention to the actual science itself? And it's really in the messaging.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to infectious disease specialist, retired Colonel U.S. Army, Dr. Michael Lewis. The six-foot distancing, has it ever been explained to you, doctor, as to how we ever even came up with this six-foot rule? I heard it was from a 19th century physician who was dealing with tuberculosis. Is that true?
I hadn't heard the tuberculosis theory. I was, you know, the typical sneeze. If you think about, have you ever seen that picture there's the guy with the big nose and it's well lit, and it was taken for that purpose to see, you know, what comes out of somebody when they sneeze? So those big particles that you can picture, if you can think of that photograph that I'm talking about, when you sneeze, all that stuff that's coming out, you know, without covering your mouth or anything like that, or your nose, that those particles did travel about, the majority, probably 90-95% of those particles travel about 6 feet before they fall to the ground because of their size and the weight. And so, of course, gravity plays in that. Well, the problem with the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the virus that causes COVID, is that it's thousands, if not millions of times smaller. And so it doesn't just fall to the ground. It can stay suspended in the air. So the answer is not gravity playing an effect on it and dragging it to the ground like all that big stuff that comes out from the sneeze. The thing that we have to look at is how dilute does it become, and the thing that dilutes that virus, those virus particles floating around, is air movement. So it's really, to me, more about the environment, the movement of air, as opposed to how close or far you are from somebody. So a closed environment with no air movement, no air circulation, is a greater risk. That's why we know that there's virtually no chance of getting the virus when you're outside. And so removing the mask mandate when you're outside is something logical, makes sense, and should have been
done months ago.
From the very beginning.
Yeah. So, in other words, according to this MIT study, once again, I just want to make sure I'm on board here. Masks don't work. The six-foot rule is garbage. We should be outside when they told us to be inside. So basically everything we've been doing for the last year plus, worthless.
I would say close to it, not 100%. You know, the idea of wearing a mask in a crowded situation, you know, like a, you know, a concert or, you know, where there's, you know, a mass of people in close quarters indoors is really a good reason. I mean, I always picture the Tokyo subway or subway when you got people that are crammed in like sardines. Wear a mask in that situation. And they do. And they always have.
But walking into a restaurant, you know, wearing a mask or and then sitting down and taking it off makes zero sense.
It really does. Yeah. Or driving your convertible by yourself down the road at 60 miles an hour makes even less sense.
So. All right, doctor. Thanks for your time. We'll do this again. You're the only one I talk to that's got any sense when it comes to COVID. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome.
All right, now I'm going to go to somebody who has no sense, Jimmy Failla. He's live next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.